Hello, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology. Hopefully you've had a chance to see my last video where I talked about the American College of Physicians recommendations about screening for CKD stages 1 through 3. If you haven't, take a look at it, and probably more importantly, take a look at the responses from the National Kidney Foundation, Renal Physicians Association, and American Society of Nephrology that provide their own views on the ACP recommendations. There's obviously some disagreement with those recommendations that it's important to be aware of. Today, though, I just want to talk very briefly about what I think of as the future of the nephrologist. I was recently at a meeting where we were talking about the skill set that nephrologists are going to need moving forward as healthcare changes in the United States. And the comment that was made and was discussed, which I think is quite important, is that the nephrologist of the future really needs to be a chronic disease manager. They're going to be responsible for care of the dialysis patient and the CKD patient, and probably the center of that care, the director of that care, and that care is going to be multidisciplinary. It's not just going to be enough to write dialysis orders and make a trip through the dialysis unit and do the occasional patient care conference, but we really need to begin thinking about disease management as part of the skill set of the nephrologist, and as such, are going to need to incorporate probably extensive training about chronic disease management into our nephrology fellowship programs. In addition, we need to make sure that nephrologists of the future are really experts at the care of patients with kidney disease across the entire spectrum of disease. It's not going to be good enough in the future to have trained in nephrology and taken care of one or two PD patients for a few hours and consider yourself to be an expert in the care of the PD patient. And I would apply that same logic to everything that we do as nephrologists. We really need to be experts. I think our colleagues in other fields, cardiology, critical care medicine, pulmonary medicine, even general internal medicine and hospitalists have an increasingly well-developed skill set in many areas that overlap with what nephrologists have traditionally viewed as their area of practice. And I think if we don't maintain our expertise in these areas, truly expertise, we're going to find ourselves suffering, I think, in years to come as others feel that they can do as well as we can what we think is our area of expertise. So in order to hold on to an area of expertise, we need to be truly expert, and that means keeping our skill set up once we leave training. And from my perspective, being a training program director, we really need to step up our training, I think, of our nephrology fellows and make sure that absolutely every single one of them, when they leave training, are really, truly expert nephrologists able to practice independently and skillfully and with expertise across this full spectrum of nephrology. Thank you for listening. This is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology from the Perelman School of Medicine in Philadelphia.